present Just a Minute with Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and deposed chairman Nicholas Parsons. And as our contribution to the women's liberation movement, the chairman is Andre Melli.
Thank you. The object of this game is to speak for just a minute without repetition, hesitation, or deviation. I know it's very difficult because I've tried it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be lenient. Oh, no. So,
she looked at me when she said that.
Keep going, don't repeat yourself, and don't get off the subject. As Nicholas Parsons hasn't had much experience of being on the receiving end of the game, we are going to start with him. Nicholas, can you speak for just a minute on the position I now find myself in?
No.
Starting now.
The position I now find myself in is a very uncomfortable one. I feel like Daniel must have done when he went in amongst the lions. And let me tell you who these lions are. Sitting on my left, I have Peter Jones. I know he washes regularly, and his breath is as pure as gold, and that great aura of wit and charm that he exudes, and is a great companionable chap. And he makes me feel in this position very comfortable. But facing me, I see Kenneth Williams, who goes in great flights of rhetoric, audacity, and panache beyond all word, and sometimes the audience love it, and sometimes they cheer, and sometimes they boo. But Clement Freud sitting beside him with his dog-like look, and also those saturnian features which belie so much that goes on beneath that cranium there, where the wheels of his brain are turning with such speed and alacrity that we wonder. My God!
Nicholas Parsons gets 2 points for speaking for just a minute without interruption.
May I now retire?
You stay right there. There were many, many repetitions and sometimes that I heard, but everyone was being very nice and well done. Next, Kenneth Williams. Can you speak for just a minute on women in authority? Starting now.
They're a disgrace. And moreover, they use their position and their dirty feminine wiles and thus result in disorganisation. And she's gone off. She's left. Come back here.
I've challenged.
Yes, Nicholas Parsons challenged.
A deviation, because the chairwoman left the platform. Which dried up Kenneth Williams, and so he hesitated as well.
Well, I didn't hear him hesitate. It was very kind of you to support me.
I didn't. You fell.
But I don't really accept the challenge. Kenneth gets a point and he keeps the subject. There are 49 seconds. Women in authority, starting now.
Women in authority are always better if they're replaced by men. Only then can you have a proper kind of impartiality and an objectivity, because men do not bring anything.
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Repetition of men.
Yes, there was. That's a point to Clement. There are 35 seconds. You have the subject women in authority starting now.
I am very much in favour of women in authority. Not only are women the best other sex that we have, but authority...
Kenneth, you challenged.
Deviation. It's ridiculous to say they're the best other sex we have. They're the only other sex we have.
I'm afraid, although he was being lovely about us women, I have to agree with Kenneth. He gets a point and the subject, women in authority, with 26 seconds starting now.
You can see the result of women in authority when you read those feminine sections of these daft magazines where they're all advising these idiots who write in about their acne, and they say, oh, it'll be all right, love, shove a load of pancake over it and he'll never notice. What a load of rubbish. And indeed, this goes on every single week. Heartbroken Burke Hampstead. Have you ever heard anything like it? And they write to these women who are supposed to be...
Clement, you challenged.
Right. Repetition of...
No, the first one was R-I-G-H-T and the other one was W-R-H-T.
Ouch. I think Clement was right. And anyway, he was being so nice about his own. Kenneth's being so horrible. And I can say which is right and which is wrong. So Clement gets the subject. He gets a point. He's got 1 second for women in authority starting now.
Lovely.
Oh.
Clement is in the lead at the end of that round. Kenneth is just behind him. Nicholas behind him. And Peter, we haven't started to score yet. We haven't heard from you at all.
Well,
you
can't be in front. We're all behind.
Yes. It's now Clement's turn. The subject is women in trousers. Can you speak for 60 seconds on women in trousers, starting now?
The most important thing about women in trousers is to ascertain whose trousers the women are in. And if you should find that she is wearing a pair of her own, you're in a very much better condition than should she be dressed in someone else's apparel. I once met a woman who was wearing Nelson's trousers, and as this...
But Nicholas, you challenged.
Nelson wore breeches, not trousers. Deviation.
Oh, yes, I think that's quite clever. I think that's all right. You get a point, you get the subject.
I don't want it.
There are 36 seconds for women in trousers, starting now.
Women in trousers, what does it mean? I say to you all sitting out there in this audience, this could be the beginning of the end if you didn't see the end of the trousers. Now...
Clement buzzed first. Are you challenged?
Repetition of end.
Yes, I heard two ends. It was the end.
Well, I was talking about Nicholas, you see.
I accept his challenge. He gets a point. He gets the subject, women in trousers. There are 28 seconds, starting now.
There's still a number of London restaurants who maintain...
Peter, you challenge.
A deviation. Talking about restaurants, his favourite subject. Nothing to do with women in trousers.
Well, as we haven't heard from you for a long time, Peter, I'm going to give you the subject and a point. There are 25 seconds for women in trousers, starting now.
They can get about and be very nimble when they're wearing these skirts, I do feel.
Kenneth, you
deviation, challenge. Whether in trousers or not is nothing to do with them. They can get about in skirts. I mean, that's so totally irrelevant. It's deviation.
I have the experience of being in trousers and skirts, and you're much nimbler in a pair of pants. So Peter keeps the subject. There are 20 seconds. He gets a point. The subject's women in trousers, starting now.
And it's quite useful if they're going up ladders or coming down stairs, riding horseback or jumping up and down on weighing machines. A variety of activities.
Nicholas, you challenge.
Well, that is definitely, in my mind, Davis. If you jump up and down on a weighing machine, you will break it. And no woman would want to jump on a weighing machine because it would go down further and her weight would be higher. Her feminine vanity wouldn't let her jump. She would step nimbly onto it.
But once broken, it's silenced and can no longer tell her the truth.
Yes, I jump up and down always on weighing machines because you think it's going to get a bit less. I'm afraid I am with Peter on this. He keeps the subject. He gets another point. There are 10 seconds for women in trousers.
I can think of no one.
Starting
I would...
now.
I can think of no one I would rather
Kenneth,
be with.
Kenneth, on... he's deliberately going slow in order to win this round.
I think he was about going about as slow as you do, so he's probably just sort of realising that's the way to carry on. He keeps the subject, he gets another point. There are 7 seconds, women in trousers, starting now.
Anyway, hot pants are still included.
Nicholas.
Hot pants aren't trousers.
No, they're not. You're quite right. You get a point. There are 4 seconds, women in trousers, starting now.
Well, women in trousers.
Clement, challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid that is quite definite.
Oh, God. The dog-like face, a smile, too, and his cheekiness.
No, I think they're just ganging up over there.
Yes.
I'm going to let you keep the subject, Nicholas. I'm going to give you a point.
I'll remember this, Andre.
That's right. There are 3 seconds. Women in trousers starting now.
Some of them look charming as they walk along.
Nicholas Parsons gets a point for speaking when the whistle went, and, I don't believe it. He's in the lead. Oh, rubbish. He's in the lead. Well, that's the end of all of that. You watch it next round. Clement and Peter behind, and Kenneth trailing, as Nicholas used to say. It's now Peter's turn. The subject is gentlemen prefer blondes. Can you speak for just 60 seconds on gentlemen prefer blondes, starting now?
Well, of course, I don't really believe it. In any case, it's a dreary old cliché which only serves to confirm the male attitude to women, which is basically that they are things or objects. sexual or otherwise. And...
Kenneth, you
challenge. Disgusting. There's no need. I'm sitting here listening to a load of filth. That's my found entertainment, hearing about sexuality on the air. I don't want to sit here and listen to a load of filth.
Right.
That's deviation.
Yes.
Deviation.
Deviation.
Definitely deviation.
Otherwise. Otherwise was definitely deviation.
Yes. Mm. No, we can't have words like sexual.
No,
like
certainly not.
No,
sexual,
no, right?
Right.
Deviation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kenneth gets the subject.
Yes. Well, I've got my image.
Shut your mouth! Shut your mouth!
I don't see why I
should. Hush up, the lot of you.
Hamster.
I haven't said a word.
There are 41 seconds for Kenneth Williams to tell us why gentlemen prefer blondes, starting now.
Gentlemen prefer blondes because there was this show, you see, of that name in which this girl come on and sang this number really lovely, and it swept London. Everyone was going around believing that this title was indeed more than just the name of a show. But it was...
Everyone buzzed and Clement did it first.
A repetition of show.
Yes, there were two shows, I'm afraid. Clement, you get a point. You get the subject. Gentlemen prefer blondes. 26 seconds starting now.
This was originally a book written by a lady called Anita Luce, spelled L-2-O-S. Many people...
Peter, you challenge.
Repetition of O.
No, he said two O's.
Well,
he didn't say O-O's.
Spelled it out. Well, if it's two
no,
O's,
no,
I mean...
No, 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 no.
The O was repeated.
I think he said two O's. That's not saying O-O. He keeps the subject. He gets a point. It's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, the 19 seconds, starting now.
The volume was a bestseller and was later made into a play and then a musical, and it purported to show that the majority of the male sex...
Peter, you challenge.
A repetition of show. Reported to show, it purported to show, he said, and
yeah,
it was
he said
a show
in the
early
before.
On, is it?
It's,
no,
it's not that I, counts, he. Doesn't it?
Oh, yes, he said it.
Yeah, he said it the I time before, before the challenge, so I suppose you're right, it's repetition.
Well, you mean yes. Suppose I'm right, yes. Oh.
Peter, you get the subject, gentlemen, prefer blondes, there's... What? Oh, the 10 seconds starting now.
You never hear this about men. You never see advertisements, I am looking for an attractive garage mechanic, whereas you do see the same things.
Oh, no, oh, my goodness. Peter, Nicholas and Clement are all equal and Kenneth is equally behind. So... we go into the next round. Nicholas, it's your subject.
Oh, God.
Can you speak for 60 seconds on the subject, Parsons? Starting now.
Parsons is, of course, my family name. I was given it because my father married my mother, and from that wedlock I arrived. It is, of course, clergyman as well, and...
Clement, you challenged.
Deviation. You don't arrive from wedlock.
We're
pretty ingenuous on this program. But it isn't wedlock that causes children to arrive.
Actually, I think Clement is pedantically correct, I'm afraid, and he gets the subject and a point. There are 50 seconds for Parsons, starting now.
Parsons are generically clergymen of any church, but specifically that of England. And they walk the paths and roads and rolling lanes, spreading goodwill and baptizing people who get in their way.
Nicholas, you challenge.
No, you don't baptize people who get in your way. You wait till they bring you to church and ask the clergyman to baptize your child.
Yes.
And if he was pedantic before, I'm going
yes,
to get a bit of pedanticism.
Yes, you be pedantic. You be pedantic and you get the subject and you get a point and there's 33 seconds for Parsons starting now.
A lot of people think that if you have the name Parsons, it must mean that all your ancestors were clergymen way back. And if you say to me, how is this knowledge mine, I will say Parsons knows. But... of course, it is also in the nose of first...
Peter.
Repetition of also.
Oh, no, you're not allowed also.
Rotten challenge.
What do you mean you're not allowed also?
Well, it's too little, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes, right. Nicholas, you keep the subject. There, and you get a point, and there's 15
two
seconds...
two syllables.
...for Parsons starting now.
Of course, another thing is I don't know what to say
Clement
about
Freud.
This
subject.
The fourth, of course.
Yes. I agree. I accept Clement's challenge. He gets a point. It was the fourth or fifth, of course. And of course he gets the subject, which is Parsons, with 9 seconds starting now.
When you get a flock of these ecclesiastical gentlemen massing around the font, it is probably time to warm the water.
When the whistle went, so he gets an extra point, and at the moment is in a fairly decisive lead, with Nicholas just behind, Peter just behind him, and Kenneth trailing. It is now Kenneth's turn. Can you speak for just a minute on Dr. Spooner, starting now?
Well, of course, he was a member of the faculty of Oxford University and did become famous for a mispronunciation of certain words and expressions. One of the most famous was, of course, the kinkering kongs instead of the conquering kings. And on another occasion, he was supposed to have said to an undergraduate, "You have tasted two worms." Well, of course, he meant he wasted two terms. And he said, you can take the town drain to Oxford, you see, when he meant the down train, you see. It was things like that which made him very famous. He's gone into legend, of course, and one of the loveliest stories...
Nicholas...
Shut up, I've never taken notice of him. One of the loveliest stories of all is this gentleman who's
can
come back from...
Can you just hold your stream
I
a
did
moment.
Actually count four, of course, is...
I'm afraid that Nicholas gets the subject. He gets a point, he gets the subject. He won't want it, he'll give it you back in a minute. Dr. Spooner with 21 seconds starting now.
The Dr. Spooner I knew was a most engaging character, and he got this name because one day he took some celebrated people out to a huge restaurant, and there at this table, this huge dowager lady carrying
Clement,
all before her in a low-cut dress.
Repetition of huge.
Yes, there were two huge.
It's a super story.
You get the subject. Dr. Spooner with 10 seconds starting now.
I had a general practitioner whose name really was Dr. Spooner, and his speciality was pediatrics. He treated children the way other people keep mice.
Once more, Clement Freud was talking when the whistle went, so he gets an extra point, and he and Nicholas are now neck and neck, with Peter just behind and Kenneth a little behind him. Clement Freud, it's now your turn. Can you speak for 60 seconds on how I feel about it all, starting now?
I usually begin by taking off the shirt, and then the trousers and underpants. Thereafter, warming my hands, I feel about to see what sort of things I might come into contact with. Here, a muscle, there, a gland.
Nicholas, you...
Hesitation.
I was absolutely riveted.
So was I.
I know you weren't contesting it in a face, but he was a deaf... Wasn't it a hesitation, audience?
Yeah. No, I really don't.
Well, put it to them.
No, no.
You were listening, you've admitted it.
I was listening and I was riveted. Yes. And I would have been unriveted by a hesitation.
Yeah.
So Clement, I think, keeps the subject and gets a point and has 39 seconds for how I feel about it all, starting now.
There's another way you could construe this subject, which is on a sort of, what you might call...
Nicholas.
Hesitation.
Yes. Yes, there was a nur. So you do get the subject that time. 32 seconds. How I feel about it all, starting now.
How I feel about it all is with my hands. This is a very attractive game. First of all, you are blindfolded, and then an object is pushed towards you, which you grip. And the one occasion when I had it, it was, of course, a wet sponge. And all the water seeped out onto the carpet. It ran in rivulets across the floor, and the children came down to run their boats.
Clement challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
You can't have rivulets in a carpet.
You haven't seen our carpet.
Not rivulets.
No, you can't actually...
Little rivulets of water?
No, you have sort of awful, mushy, yes, muggy, sploshy puddles.
Not if you live on a slope.
You have a cascade. You don't have rivulets.
No, because there was only a sponge.
I agree. You can't have a rivulet on a carpet. And Clement Freud gets a point.
Number card.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Isn't it?
Clement, women in trousers.
You have the subject, you have a point, how I feel about it all. 14 seconds starting now.
Many people think that all is politics, and how I feel about it all is the Liberal Party is really due for a sensational, fantastic, and heartwarming revival.
Nicholas Nicholas challenged, but Ian Mester said it was a second too late, and Clement gets a point for speaking when the whistle went, and he has leapt into a decisive lead, with Nicholas still, well, not all that far behind, Peter behind him, and Kenneth.
Oh, don't keep rubbing it in, then.
What's happening?
Honestly, rivulets of
lead. Not the subject, I can't think of anything to say about it. What's the next one?
Now, dear Peter, it's Peter's subject. No, we'll get it quickly. Come along. Tea with Auntie. Mm. 60 seconds starting now.
Well, practically all my elderly aunts have passed on and gone somewhere else. But the BBC...
Kenneth Challenge.
Hesitation, yes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, it was just a respect. No, you said it. Oh. Deceased relative. I should really
challenge.
Have given 2 minutes silence.
Point. He gets the subject. He's got 51 seconds to keep going. Tea with Auntie starting now.
Well, I went to tea with Auntie and she was lying there in the bed and she said, I can't get up, she said, because I've got my locked hip cup on again. I said, oh, I am sorry to hear that. So she said she wanted to have these cakes. They were those hot toasted tea cakes, and we put them on this primer stove because that's all the eating she had, poor thing. I said to her, I wonder how you manage. She said, well, with these blankets over me.
Nicholas challenged again.
It's now 8, I said, and she said.
I want to know what's going to happen.
Said,
no,
course,
I want to know what he's on about. Kenneth, you keep going and get another point. You've got 25 seconds and you start now.
So I had one of these and the butter ran down all my mouth. I felt awful. And I said, have you got anything I could wipe it on? And she said, use the blanket. Well, I did.
Peter challenged.
A repetition of blanket.
Oh,
he mentioned
you're a
blanket.
Wet blanket, you are. You
mentioned blanket.
Yes, I think I'm afraid you did.
And there were 10 saids as well. Yeah, I counted them.
Right. So Peter gets a point. He gets the subject. Tea with Auntie. 15 seconds starting now.
Think of Auntie as being the BBC, because that is the lovable euphemism.
Kenneth, you challenge.
Deviation. Auntie's not a BBC. You don't have tea with a BBC. What a load of rubbish. And sit down and have tea with the BBC.
I seem to have touched a very sensitive nerve. What's the matter with him?
I agree with you, Peter.
You do.
David had said to me, come and have tea with Auntie.
Exactly.
And I judge it back.
Yes, I think he does.
Yes,
he gets it back.
You.
I want to know what.
I get a point.
Proverbially, the BBC is referred to as Auntie.
Proverbially, Auntie's BBC.
Do I get a point there?
Yes, he gets a point.
Good, yes.
He gets the subject.
How many
tea
subjects?
With Auntie. He's only got 10 seconds to go, and he's starting now.
Yes, well, she was called Sally. Oh, it's a disgrace!
Nicholas Challenge.
She said, said again, it's 11 saids now.
I am not going to award a point against him for saying said. He can say it as many times as he likes, because I think it's one of those little words like does. So, he keeps the subject, he gets another point, he's got 9 seconds. Tea with Auntie starting now.
And then she said, what about some of these nice pancakes, you see? The honey dripping all over him. I said, well, I will get fat, I'll be quite
Nicholas.
Obese.
Now, this one is a legitimate one. The butter dripped before, and now the honey is dripping.
And he did. He's
yes,
quite.
Yes, yes. I
he
have
gets
to...
a point. He gets the subject. Tea with Auntie. He's got half a second starting. Now,
Auntie's a lovely woman.
Clement is still in the lead. Nicholas is 1 point behind him. Peter, Kenneth's in third place. And Peter's just a tiny bit behind. And that was the last subject. Was it last subject?
Yes, right.
That was the last subject. And, oh, no, I've done all that. Right. Unfortunately, this is the last of the present series. So, it's goodbye from me, Andre Melle, Clement Freud.
Goodbye from me, Clement Freud.
Kenneth Williams.
Bye.
Peter
bye, bye,
Jones.
From me, yes, bye-bye.
And Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. As the ex-chairman of this programme, who hopes to return, and we hope the programme will return, and we hope that you'll be listening when it does return, and we do hope that you've enjoyed this particular edition, the last in this present series of Just a Minute. Till we all meet again, goodbye.
You You've been listening to Just a Minute. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.